With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. We have more details tonight about the establishment of a regiment in Cayman, this after a press conference late Friday. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has the details.
The recently announced Cayman regiment is still in its planning phase, says UK Minister of Armed Forces, Right Honourable Mark Lancaster.
Having discussed with the Premier about what potentially the vision could be was over the next year, probably to create an engineer troop as the seed corn for this. That would be that would have a plant equipment and other combat engineer equipment, just the sort of stuff that you need to be able to recover if a disaster were to hit. That's the sort of aim over the next year. And then really from there, we can reassess and see what the scale of the need is.
Though it has been confirmed by Governor Martin Roper that the regiment will be armed, Right Honourable Mark Lancaster stressed that its purpose above all is humanitarian aid and that incorporating the military organisational style will add to its effectiveness.
And by putting it into a military structure, that brings a number of advantages. By creating a network across the region, we effectively then can have a structure which everybody recognises being affiliated to the Army Reserve. The discipline, the structure which that brings really helps in times of crisis, because it means that we can mutually support each other, and that's why really this structure is probably the best way of providing this resilience for Cayman.
Governor Martin Roper insists the regiment will be Cayman-led, but it is a partnership.
Defence comes under Governor's sort of special responsibilities, but I mean, I see these things as a partnership. It can't move forward unless it's a partnership between the Governor's office and the elected government.
There are still no solid numbers on how many people will be part of this force, and the budget for the project is currently unknown, says Premier Honourable Alden McLaughlin.
We figure maybe 3-4 people would be full-time to run the organisation, but everybody else would be reservists, so that you would keep your regular job, but you'd get special training. And the first sort of group that we are looking at would be 35 to 40 people initially. Over time, it'll allow the organization to grow organically.
The budget for the project is currently unknown, but for the voluntary reservists, it's expected they'd be paid per diem for training and engagement. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins for Radio Cayman News.
Premier McLaughlin says the idea of a regiment was first proposed back in 2005, but at the time did not have the UK's support. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service ramp up their resources with four new purpose-built police specification firearms response units. Police say the new custom Chevy Tahoes provide greatly enhanced tactical options with increased officer safety. The news comes after the recent announcement that Commissioner Derek Byrne's contract with the RCIPS has been extended. His Excellency the Governor, Mr. Martin Roper.
Continuous improvement in our policing capability and equipment is essential to ensure the police commissioner's vision of a police service at the cutting edge of modern policing.
Along with upgraded emergency lighting and reflective decals to identify the unit and provide increased visibility during patrols and response, two of the vehicles have been equipped with winch capabilities, which can pull over a ton. That, along with the sheer size of the vehicles, will make them even more useful during national disasters like hurricanes, where they may be used to help remove debris or clear roadways.
These new vehicles will not only play a key role in the RCIPS response to day-to-day policing, but will also be a valuable asset to our disaster management strategy.
The vehicles are operational now, deployed on high-visibility crime prevention efforts and patrols, armed response and security details that form part of the unit's mandate. Police say the vehicles will be used exclusively by the Firearm Response Unit. Members of the opposition are back in Cayman after a fruitful trip to the 64th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference, hosted by the CPA Uganda branch. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
A strong contingent of Cayman elected representatives attended the African conference at the end of September, including leader of the opposition, the Honourable Arden McLean.
The purpose of the CPA is to promote and assist legislators throughout the Commonwealth in the work that they do, and finding out what others do within the Commonwealth, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Mr. McLean says it is particularly beneficial for first-time lawmakers like Georgetown Central MLA Kenneth Bryan, who also attended. This meeting included many elections for the committees and councils.
We had a good time, I believe. Well, it was a hectic time, but a very important and informative time. I think that, and Kenneth can speak for himself, but he was wide-eyed to see how these guys can campaign, you know, for these positions and how it works. And And then the speaker went up for deputy chair of the small branch, and he won his because, you know, say what you want about McKeever Bush, eh? He is well respected in the Commonwealth.
Mr. Bryan said he was thrilled to attend the event.
I am happy to be a part of it and get the learning experience because I intend to, with the good Lord's help and the blessings of the people of Georgetown Central, to be around so I can continue to help. So it was a great trip outside of the magnificent views and the like of the culture of Africa, but we went there for work. But it was a nice trip overall.
The main conference theme this year was adaption, engagement, and evolution of parliaments in a rapidly changing Commonwealth. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Karsley Fuller.
Police are investigating a robbery on Rock Hole Road that sent the victim to the hospital. A man walking down the street around midnight last night says he was approached by two men. One of them demanded cash and then hit him in the head with something. He fell to the ground and the two men took off with his wallet and cell phone. One of the suspects is described as being about 6 feet tall, skinny, and last seen wearing a baseball hat. The victim was treated for minor injuries at the hospital. The matter is, of course, currently under investigation, and police are appealing for anyone who may have any information to contact Georgetown CID at 949-4222. Now, if you'd prefer to make an anonymous tip, you can do that to police on their confidential tip line. It's 949-7777 or on the RCIPS website or app. The Council for the National Trust of the Cayman Islands has asked Chairman Andrew Gibb to withdraw his resignation and to serve his final year. Mr. Gibb announced he would be resigning from his position at the National Trust Annual General Meeting in September due to public concern that his affiliation as an architect with the proposed Beach Bay development is a direct conflict of interest to his post at the National Trust. Though Mr. Gibb will be keeping his position on the Trust's council, the Trust has stressed the point that Mr. Gibb's involvement as an architect on the Beach Bay development in no way sways their stance against the project, which they say seeks to build on the turtle nesting beach. Mr. Gibb will complete his final term and will help the Trust in selecting suitable candidates to stand for chair at the September 2020 AGM. From natural hair to colorism to sisterhood to owning your value, the inaugural My Dear Melanin Conference is all about embracing the natural beauty of women in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego speaks with co-organizer Kristen Amaya.
Let's explore a little bit about My Dear Melanin Conference. It's a very unique conference. Why did you see the need for a conference like this?
It is our way of creating a safe space for Black women and women of color to really come together, share their experiences, and celebrate one another. It's a way that we can actually forget about what society says and come together and really have a celebration of how valuable we are. The primary focus of the conference is Black women and women of color. However, we invite and welcome anyone who's passionate about racial affairs and anyone who wants to know how they can support this movement to just come out and join us. We welcome any race, any ethnicity, man, woman, child. We do welcome your support.
What are some of the things that we can expect during this conference?
So we have a very exciting day planned out for all of our patrons on October 26th. It'll include speeches, exhibitor stalls, networking opportunities, panel discussions. Some of the panel discussions will include topics such as slavery in the Cayman Islands, embracing your natural skin color, embracing your natural hair, melanin and media.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.